Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
I'm an Indian outlaw, half Cherokee and Choctaw. My baby, she's a Chippewa, she's a one of a kind.
That's so stupid. I hate that. Anyway, so let's go to Mr. Big... What? Shut up! Mr. Big Willie himself. How you doing, sir? Good morning. How you doing?
Good morning. Is this Dimitri Vassalarios?
Vassalaris, for Lord's sake. Look, I'm trying to find the song. I know I've got to play the song. It's part of your contract with Mr.
Right.
Deep Pockets.
Yeah.
And I'm scrolling through my iPhone here. State-of-the-art iPhone. Right. Actually, 13... Pro, hold on. I'm trying to find the song, and I don't know where I put it. I put it here somewhere, but I had some other stuff.
Wait.
Big Willie song. Hold on. I think I've got it.
Because it's a great tune.
Hold on. Just shut up. Hold on.
Oh, yeah. Clap your hands.
Welcome to Show. Middle D already knows that the 8 o'clock hour brings all the show's power.
Power.
Because Big Willie tells the truth and blows the ratings of our show out the roof. It's a Big Willie and Little D show, our show.
Our show, our show.
I need your agent. Because if I had your agent, I wouldn't be playing that crap anymore anyway. So is your... Okay.
Oh, my foot's a tapping, my hands are clapping. Oh, man.
Speaking of your foot...
It sounds like I'm a rapping.
Speaking of your foot, is the gangrene spread from your little pinky toe to the other toes yet?
Not yet. I'm probably going to have to go to the doctor because it's been almost a month.
What did I tell you? What did I tell you?
What can they do for a pinky toe? I mean, what are they going to do?
I've got a handsaw. I'll tell you what I can do for it.
I mean, the only thing they can do is look at it.
Oh,
it's like the end of the road, you know. It's the last thing there. They can't attach it to nothing.
It's got to be amputated.
You know what I mean?
In my professional opinion as a talk show host, it's got to be amputated. I'm telling you. That's what I think you're looking at before it spreads. I saw Ken Burns' The Civil War. And what they did to those poor guys who were wounded, they chopped off their body parts to keep the gangrene from spreading. I'm just trying to help you. I'm just trying to be helpful.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what else is going on?
I had a great weekend. Oh, went to the Black Friday auction. I did that, but the big Christmas auction at I-70. Uh-huh. Holy moly, the deals they had. It was amazing.
Was Tiffany there?
Tiffany was there running her butt off. Tyler, everybody was there. Tina, our big winner from Washington, PA.
Yes.
I talked to her and her husband. They come and got the prize package. Tiffany honored it for the
Christmas sale. That's great.
Oh, my gosh, he was so happy, and he had his Pittsburgh Steelers hat on, and I was like, man, get this guy a front row seat.
Yes.
You know, they showed up early, very nice couple.
What did you expect? They're my listeners. Of course they're a very nice couple. These are my listeners.
Right.
I've got the best listener. They're weird, but they're great people. They're just a little off.
Tina and we are very smart people. They said they loved the Big Willie part of that thing, so that's why. So anyhow, they was really excited to meet me. I don't even think they cared about the 250, but I forgot to get a picture with her. I should have.
Oh.
Tina, call me back. I'll get you an autographed picture of Big Willie. I'm sorry. Anyhow, they spent their money, and everybody, I spent money and got a bunch of Christmas stuff and new tools. I'm telling you, you couldn't beat the deals on the DeWalt tools. Brand new, with the warranty still, the factory warranties, and I bet you I saved over $200 on three tools and batteries.
Mr. Big Willie, nobody cares what you saved. Oh, by the way, our sales manager.
I do.
Sales manager, get in touch with our sales manager because he sent you something. He gave me this paper. I said, look, I can't go into detail. But get in touch with the sales manager after this is over because he sent you something. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, he sent me a bill.
Well, whatever. All right, fine. So there's that. So what are you pissed off about today?
Nothing. I'm pissed off. You keep talking crap on that Christmas tree in St. Clairsville.
Not crap. It was. It had holes in it. Now the people in St. C, the St. C area, they hate me, all because I told the truth.
Did they fix it?
They covered it up. They covered it up with decorations.
I'd have covered it too. I mean, you're not talking crap. You're just reporting and say, "Man, look at this tree."
Exactly.
Yeah. Because
exactly.
It don't matter what you say. There's going to be somebody on the opposite side of the fence going to be like, "Oh, he's just talking crap on that tree."
Everybody, the important people, yeah. Almost all the important people in the St. Clairsville area. I'm not going to mention names, but virtually all of them were pissed off at me. I'm being scorned. I'm being shunned. It's just all I did was post about this stupid tree. That's all I did.
If they did the same thing in New York City, it'd be national news. David Muir reporting with ABC.
Yes.
And the national Christmas tree looks like crap today.
Yeah.
Yeah, just because it's Dimitri, it's like, oh, Dimitri, here they come again. We're going to be protesting at McDonald's next week in Sheets. Yeah.
Damn, I hear you. So what else is happening? What
live
else?
From the pothole in Sheets.
What's going on in the trucking world anymore? How is the
trucking world?
How is the purge of the illegals when affecting the trucking industry? Because you're out there driving around.
They're cracking down in Minneapolis on the Somalians, and that's the other big problem out here with the trucking industry. Amazon trucks, if you look at the Amazon trucks, they're almost all Somalians, and they've been pulling them over left and right. And I see they're going door to door now in Minneapolis. And the guy that was embezzling the millions of dollars and fraud had pictures with Tim Walz and that Amar Omar lady. And it was at events with him. And he looked pretty clean for a Somalian. He had some nice clothes on.
Wow.
You know what I mean? And so now they're cracking down on that. But there's been a couple LTI trucking shut down. U.S. Express does a lot of the Dollar General. They have a big facility in Zanesville, Ohio. Just laid off a bunch of drivers. And a lot of these companies, there's been about five big companies that shut down. And I'm going to tell you why. It's number one, because they ain't got drivers that they can pay a dollar a day. Yeah, not a dollar a mile. We'd all be driving there.
Yeah.
But a dollar a day. They get away with, you know, screwing these guys, basically, these Somalians and illegals, because they're just happy to be here, and they got a place to stay. They're just driving. They send $10 back home. It's like $1,000 in American money, and they're happy.
Yeah.
You know, I see guys in there, and, you know, they can't even buy food at the truck stop unless they got a rewards card. I've seen guys try to buy food. The immigrants that try to buy food, they don't get paid enough to even buy a sandwich. They got to try to use a rewards card.
And
shame on the companies that do it. And that's why it's so bad. I mean, these guys are suffering. You know, they leave their country and suffering. And the trucking companies take advantage of them, which in turn costs us money because insurance rates go up because they're hitting people and causing so much damage to the trucks. And then the companies got freed up money so the people selling the trucks and the parts, they raise the prices because they know they're making more money by not paying the drivers.
Yeah.
And then they don't want to fix the truck.
Help me understand something. Why in God's name doesn't Trump arrest the owners of these trucking companies who are hiring these illegals? Arrest the owners.
Do you know that they're cracking down on this? Do you know that over 50% of the driver training facilities, driver training schools in the country are
what?
10% of them are doing illegal practices and not training drivers right. So that's over 50% that's been going on for years. How many drivers are out there that are illegals? You know, they come here and they get trained by somebody that can speak their language, and that's why they can't speak English still, because they go to these schools, which is illegal. So now they're going after them. They're shutting them down. So you're going to see some shortages probably somewhere, you know. But also you're going to see the prices start to come up a little bit. So I'm waiting to see that now. I don't see the lows. It's December. December, historically, for me, if I look back on my books, is the worst month because everybody spent their budget. They don't want to buy nothing else because their new budget don't start till January. They don't want to pay taxes on stuff until January. so they keep their inventories low. Then they'll start having sales after Christmas. So historically, January or December is the worst month, and January, February are my best 2 months. So we'll see what happens in January if the prices go up. But right now, I got a tin cup set up at the corner of the radio station. Just drop some change in there, and because I could use it this month.
Well, why don't you just sell more T-shirts? Aren't you selling T-shirts? Aren't they helping you sell T-shirts?
I'm not selling a T-shirt yet.
Oh,
I need to sell some. I need to put my the Big Willie little D logo on there and autograph them. See if I can get $30 a pop.
Yeah,
I think it'd probably do pretty good. I don't know. Anyhow, property tax thing is driving me crazy.
Yeah.
Besides the Belmont County one, you know what else I was thinking, Dimitri? I hate to change the subject real quick, but maybe you should move over to where I'm at. We'll switch houses since you've got a target on your back in St. Clairsville. And then you can move over to my place in Guernsey County, and then you can piss off a bunch of people over there for about a year. And then when you feel threatened and the tan is not holding up his end of the security job, the Israeli security guard, then you can move back over to St. Clairsville when it cools down.
I can piss off people anywhere on earth. It's a gift. It is just
right.
A gift. And the
that's
thing is, people,
right
are people are surprised. You might know this.
That's a gift. People that's definitely a gift.
People are surprised when they meet me because they think I've got horns growing out of my head and I've got a serpent tail and that I'm, you know, Beelzebub or whatever. That they're so surprised when they meet me that, oh, he looks almost normal. He almost looks like he's not threatening or whatever because they think that I'm this monster on the air.
Where did you go to? Who said that? The Seeing Hand Association?
Well, yeah. But still, the bottom line is that I'm all I do is tell the truth, and people can't stand it. They just can't stand it. So if I go to Guernsey County and live in your house, of course, there'd be no water. Of course, I'll piss off everybody there, but the people in Belmont County will still be pissed off at me as well. So we're not swapping homes. We're not swapping wives. We're not swapping spit. We're not swapping anything. You stay in Guernsey County. You annoy the people there. You run for county commissioner in Guernsey County. I think that's the best thing.
I got another water bill the other day.
What?
3 months. 3 months in a row, $380.
Oh, jeez. Oh, my God. My God, what is wrong with Guernsey County and these politicians, commissioners?
I was at the auction, and I had two or three people come up to me saying, "We're glad you said something because they're dirty."
Oh, they are?
You know?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
and,
sure.
And they don't take credit cards, and they don't give people any leeway when they don't pay their bill. If you don't walk in and hand them a check or cash, they got somebody sitting at your door shutting your water off that day. There's no leeway whatsoever. They don't care.
They have a cash. That's a cash business in Guernsey County?
Cash?
Seriously?
Oh, boy. All checks and cash.
Man. Oh, man. Oh, man. That explains
was something
it.
That came up right away.
That explains it.
Does not look good over there.
That explains it. Cash, that's. Oh, jeez.
There you go,
well,
buddy.
You definitely have got to run for Guernsey County Commissioner. I'm dead serious. You could do that and still be driving your truck. I swear to God, you could do both. You got to do this.
I can't have the meetings during the days, and that way everybody can't show up, you know, like they do now. Tuesday, Thursday mornings.
Well, you change it. You just change it to night times. Just change it to night times.
Yeah, that's what I do. I mean, make it to where people can show up.
Exactly.
Have one once a month on a Saturday or something.
Exactly.
You're not scared. Yeah. You know? If you have nothing to hide, you don't have nothing to hide.
That's
you
what
can
the
have
St.
Whenever.
That's what the St. Clairsville area, Richland Township School Board does.
Right.
They have them like 7 in the morning because they know nobody can attend. It's such a racket. Oh, my God. I could go on forever with this.
It does. It is a racket. Anyhow, this whole property tax thing in Belmont County and the unfairness. Everybody has to get on board with this axe to hide tax. I mean, if you look up, I've been doing research and I read because I'm bored and I have no life, I guess. But if you look at Dubai, if everybody wants to look at them, look at Dubai. I know the population ain't as big. They have zero property taxes. Zero. They have some of the biggest growth in real estate of anybody in the world. They have some of the best infrastructure in the world. They have some of the best tourism in the world. Dubai is crushing it over there, and they have zero property taxes. They have a one-time...